prepared to receive in abundance. God just helped me pass this test. Well, what about the other test that's coming up after that one? Once again, God does not think the way we think. We're thinking about tomorrow. He don't think the way we think. And because he does not think the way we think, God is able to do exceeding or abundantly what we ask or think. Are y'all still with me? See, we have limited thinking. We have limited thinking. But how many know we serve an unlimited God who always focuses on increase? That's why I have a saying that says the arrow of God always goes up. God is always about increase. But we have a limited thinking. God has unlimited supernatural power. That's how he can do it. Y'all still with me? An unlimited God with unlimited power. And he provides for us. Because God knows more about what we need than we do. His ways are above our ways. His thoughts are above our thoughts. Are y'all still with me? God have unlimited power with unlimited blessings, with unlimited increases, and he wants to share those unlimited blessings with us. So once again, when I pray and ask God for something, or if I'm thinking of something, God's thoughts are way above mine, and he is able to give me exceeding and abundantly above what I can ask for or think. Are y'all still with me? Well, Pastor, I have another question. Because if God is able to do exceeding and abundantly above what we as Christians can ask or think, why is it that there are so many Christians just getting by in life? Why is it that there are so many Christians who are struggling in life? Why is it that so many Christians are just glad because they're just average? As long as I made it, that's all that, you know, all you gotta do is make a 70, and I made a 70, and I'm good. Why are they good with that? Why do they settle for mediocrity? Why is that? If God is able to do exceeding and abundantly above what they can ask and think, why is it that they barely making it at night, in life? Why is it that they going around singing songs like "Trouble in My Way"? I gotta cry sometimes. Why is that? Well, I tell you why. Because the answer is found in verse number 20. How many of you know that everything that we need, every question that we have concerning God is found in his word? The answer is found right there in verse 20. Let's look at verse 20 again. Why are they struggling? Well, why are they barely making? Look at verse 20 again. Leave Isaiah, go back to Ephesians. Go back to Ephesians chapter 3. I mean, we serve a God who is more than enough. We should always want to receive in abundance, not just enough to get by. Not just enough to get by. Are you there yet? Look at verse 20 once again. The Bible says, now unto him that is what? Able. Do you all see that? Now unto him who is able to do exceeding abundantly in a supernatural way above all that we ask or think. Notice the Bible did not say, y'all got to catch this. Notice the Bible did not say that he will do it. Notice the Bible did not say that he will do it. The Bible said he is what? Able to do it. The Bible didn't say he will do it. It said he is able able to do. In other words, God has the ability to do it. If you're looking for a title for today's message, the title is called The Ability to Exceed Expectations. The ability to exceed expectations, because God has the ability to exceed what we expect. In other words, he has the ability to exceed what we ask or think. So, if God is able to do it, why is it that people are not walking around in abundance? Well, once again, the question is not whether or not God is able to do it, because we know that the word of God can't lie. The question is, do we have the ability to receive above expectations, or God's expectations for us? Do we have the ability to receive God's expectations for us? Or are we still just focusing on just getting by in life? I've mentioned many times. If you all have been here many Sundays, you've heard me say this many times. God's giving is based on our ability to receive. God's giving is based on our ability to receive. Yes, he is able to do it. And listen how he does it. Look what the Bible says. He is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we can ask and think. Look at how he does it. According to the what? Power that worketh in us. He's able to do it according to the power that worketh, make it personal, in you. He was able to do it according to the power that worketh in you. If you are not receiving your abundance from God, maybe you are holding back the power that's trying to work in you. See, if you look at that word power right there, as it's stated in that verse in the Greek, you will see a word that says this dunamis. Dunamis. And that word dunamis means force or miracle. In other words, I like to use the word miraculous. So that power that works on the inside of us is a miraculous power. I like to say it this way. Listen to this. It says, according to the miraculous, unlimited, okay? According to the miraculous, unlimited power that worketh in us. And how many of you know that miraculous, unlimited power that worketh in us is the power of the Holy Spirit? And once again, God is able. But do we have the ability to allow ourselves to receive exceeding and abundantly in a supernatural way? Or are we too busy still focusing on the natural and not the spiritual? Are y'all still with me? Because see, when I allow that miraculous, unlimited power to work on the inside of me, okay? When I allow it to happen, I am allowing it to connect. Y'all got to catch this now. You hear what I'm saying? When I allow this miraculous, unlimited power, okay, to work in me in a supernatural way, I am allowing it to connect with the Word of God. I am allowing it to connect with the Word of God, And when I allow, notice I said allow, because one thing God will not do, he will not force himself on us. When I allow it to happen, okay, that miraculous, unlimited power that's working in me in line with the word of God will give me the ability, will give me the ability to receive the exceeded abundantly above all that I can ask or think, supernatural blessing that God is trying to get to me in a supernatural way. Did y'all understand that, or do I need to say it again? In other words, when I allow that supernatural or that unlimited dunamis power, okay, that when I allow that power to work on the inside of me, I am allowing the power to connect to the word of God in my life. I'm talking about in my life. We know the Holy Spirit always connects to the word of God, but I'm talking about in my life. I am allowing that power, that unlimited, miraculous power. You got to understand, the power that working inside you is not just any old kind of power. It's not like putting a cord in a socket and you got some power to watch your TV or whatever. I'm talking about unlimited, miraculous power that's worked on the inside of us. When I allow that power on the inside of me to do what God sent it to me to do, I allow it to connect to the word of God. And when I allow it to connect to the word of God in my life, then it gives me or provides to me the ability. Like I said, God's giving is based on our ability to receive. Okay? It helps me to have the ability to receive the exceeding abundantly above all I can ask or think blessings from God in a supernatural way. In other words, I'll always receive an abundance from God. I would never receive just to get by. Why? Because I am allowing the power to connect to the word of God. Well, Pastor, how do I do that? Well, the way I do that is I must obey the word of God. A lot of people are not receiving in a supernatural, abundant way is because they don't do what the word of God tells them to do. I like to say it this way. If we do, God will. If I do, God will. Once again, he is able to do it, but how many of you know I have a part to play in that? If I want God to do in my life what the word says he can do in my life, I need to do what God wants me to do. I can't expect to receive exceeding abundantly if I'm not doing my part. I can't expect it. God's going to always do his part. You know, the word of God says he can't lie. But there are many conditions in the Bible that says, if I do this, then I'm going to receive this. Example, Abraham. We all hear about Abraham. What did God tell Abraham? Leave your family. Leave, do this, do that. Go away, and I'll make you a father of what? Many nations. If Abraham do, God will. Did Abraham do? Yes, he did. Did he receive the blessing? Yes, he did. In a super abundant way. Why? Because Abraham might have just been focusing on Israel at the time. Listen, we're talking about Abraham today. Everybody know about Abraham. Supernatural. Exceeding abundantly. Are you all still with me? If we do what the word says, we will experience thee exceeding abundantly. But if we do not, we'll always have just enough to get by. We'll always struggle in life. And that is not God's way for Christians. I mean, if I'm going to still struggle, why did I get saved? Just to go to heaven? You know, we say all the time, God does not want us to just be victorious in heaven. He wants us to be victorious on earth right here today, right? I mean, is heaven all I want? No, I want to be victorious. I want to walk around like I'm a child of the king. Have you ever seen the king or the president's children? I want to walk around like I'm a child of the king, the Most High God. I want to receive everything that I inherited through the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus. But like I said, there are conditions. If I do, God will. And that's a true statement. Why? Because I have allowed the power, the miraculous, unlimited power that works in me, I have allowed it to help me to connect to the Word of God. And if I connect to the Word of God by doing what the Word of God tells me to do, then there are no limitations to what I will receive from God. No limitations. No limits, no boundaries. No limits. See, Christians, you know, one thing about us sometimes, we really don't understand the power of this Christian life. You know, most people will tell you, or not most, many people say, well, you know, I'm just a sinner saved by grace. Is that all you are? Is that it? I mean, if you saved by grace, you're not a sinner anymore. Yeah, you mess up sometimes, but you're not a sinner. Yeah, you sin sometimes, but you are a child of the Most High God. I don't have no sinner children. Oh no, we're not perfect, but you are a child. You don't focus on what you used to do or what you still might be doing now. You focus on who you are in Christ Jesus. In Christ Jesus, you are a child of the Most High God. Don't limit who you are in Christ Jesus. Because when we start limiting ourselves, we start to limit God. Are y'all still with me? We start believing that God can provide to us in an abundant way. And then we settle for nothing. So because God is able to do exceeding and abundantly above all we can actually think, then I must understand that I also, to be able to enjoy the things, I must follow the conditions. There are conditions. In other words, once again, if I do, he will. If I do not do, I will not be able to experience the exceeding abundantly. Are y'all still with me this morning? I want you to go to the Isaiah chapter 1. If I do what God tells me to do, I will experience in my life what the Word of God say that I will experience. I will experience it. If I do what God tells me to do, I will experience in my life what the Word of God tells me that I will experience. Amen, amen. I don't know about you, but I'm so glad trouble don't last always. Are y'all there yet? Amen. What did I say, Isaiah? Isaiah chapter 1. Let me get there. I want you to look at verse number 18. If I do, God will. And a lot of Christians are not receiving because they do not do where God wills. Look what the Bible says here. It says, come now and let us reason together. Do you all see that? Saith the who? Lord. Notice this, not anybody's talking here. He said, come now and let us reason together, saith the Lord. Though your sins be as what? Scarlet. They shall be as white as what? Snow. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool. Now, I want to point something out there that if we're not careful, we'll skip right over. Notice what the Bible says in order for the sins to change from scarlet to white. Notice what the Bible says about though they be red like crimson, they should be as wool. Notice what the Bible tells us what we need to do in order to experience that change. Are y'all still with me? Look at what the Bible says again in verse 18. It says, come now and let us do what? Reason together. So the condition there, in order to have my sins change from scarlet to white as snow, though they be red like crimson, they should be wool. In order to experience that, I must do what God told me to do. What did he say here? He said, come now, let us reason together. If they do not come and reason with him, guess what? Those things are not going to happen. If I will, if I do, he will. Let's read on. He says in verse number 19, he said, if, somebody say if. That's one of the biggest words in the dictionary. He said, if you be what? Willing and what? Obedient, you should do what? Eat the what? Condition. What's the condition? What's the condition? Thank you. If you be willing and obedient. Guess what? If they don't be willing and obedient, he's talking to the children of Israel, guess what they're not going to eat? If I do, he will. In a super abundant way. He said, if you be willing and obedient, you shall eat the good of the land. People, guess what? I don't know how I'm going to make it. Are you being obedient? And look at what else he said. But if you refuse and rebel, you shall be devoured with the sword, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken. Let the church say amen. If I do, he will. If I obey, he will. But if I do not obey the word, if I'm not receiving in abundance, I can't blame God. I can only blame myself. Are y'all still with me? There's a verse in Matthew 6:33. We're not going to go there for the sake of time. The verse says, to seek ye what? First. The kingdom of who? God. And all these things shall be added. How many of you know the conditions for the things to be added is to do what? Seek ye first the kingdom of God. And, wait a minute. People, seek ye first the kingdom of God. No. And is what? Righteousness. In other words, being obedient to the word. Conditions. People wonder why they're not receiving exceedingly, abundantly. Well, the question is, are we seeking the kingdom of God and his righteousness first? Or are we doing everything else first and then we're going to try to see God? Well, I want to take care of this first. And then if I finish on time, if I can get through this, I'm going to make it to church Sunday. But if I can't, I'm just going to miss another Sunday. Well, Christian, the Christian life. See, we have a new way of living as Christians. We can't live the way we used to and expect to receive the exceeding abundantly blessings. We have to change our lifestyle. We have to realize that it is not about us anymore. It's about Jesus. We even sing the song sometimes, it's not about us, it's about Jesus. And for many people, not necessarily us here, in the world who sing that song, it's just that, a song. Not about us, it's about Jesus. Guess what? They still living like it's about them. Are you all still with me? We must understand that our life does not belong to us anymore. We have to do things God's way. And if we do not do things God's way, then although he is able to do, he does not have to do in our life. Because he's God. Are y'all still with me? I want you to go with me to Galatians, I believe it's chapter 3. Galatians chapter 3, I believe. Galatians chapter 2. I have to get out of God's way and allow the super, dunamis, miraculous, unlimited power to do his work in me, the work that God sent him to do. I have to get out of his way. And now instead of start doing things or continue to do things my way, I have to do them God's way by being obedient to his word. Look at verse number 19. This is Apostle Paul to the church at Galatia. He says, "For I through the law am dead to the law, that I might live unto who? God." That's the Christian way. He says, "I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. Yet not I, but Christ liveth where? In me, by the power of the Holy Spirit. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me." It's a new life. It's a new season. It's a new day. We can't live the way we used to live and expect the exceeding abundantly. We have to now live and do things God's way instead of our own way. We can't do it anymore. And when we do things God's way, we will receive much more than we could ask or that we thought that we would receive from God. Why? Because God is all about abundance. He's all about increase. There's another verse in the world, a verse in the word that we know very well, where God is talking about blessing us exceeding and abundantly. And we use this verse many times for tithes and offering. The Bible says to give, and it shall come back to you. It never said what you give is coming right back to you the same amount. It says if you give, it will come back to you exceeding abundantly above what you can ask or think. In other words, give and it shall come back to you. Good measure. Pressed down. Shaken together. And what? Running over. Exceeding abundantly. Well, how can it happen? Well, the way it can happen is because of the supernatural. It doesn't make sense in the natural. I mean, if LaShonda, let me borrow $100, example. Hey, there's no way I'm going to pay her back $5,000. That's crazy. I'd never do that. Because I'm focused on the natural. I'm not focused. But God's ways are above our ways. His thoughts are above our thoughts. See. And really, I don't want your money. But really, that's why a lot of Christians struggle with their finances. They don't believe that God will do what his word says he can do. So they're not obedient. You know, in Matthew chapter 9, I believe it was, Jesus was doing what Jesus always do. And the Bible says, there came to him some blind men. They wanted their sight. And Jesus asked them, I think it's Matthew 9, 27, somewhere in the area. Jesus asked them, do you believe that I am able to do this? See? And see, although a lot of people, well, okay, and they said, yes, we believe. And Jesus healed them and they received their sight. See? A lot of people, a lot of people know what the word says. I mean, God says, if you do, I will. They know that, but they do not believe that he is able to do what he says he will do. They don't believe it. Because if they believe he was able to do what he says he would do, they would do what he tells them to do. They would do it. I mean, if I really believe that if I let Tyrone use my car, he's a pastor, Ron, I'm going to give you five cars back. If I believe that, I'd be like, hey, man, here, you take this thing. I want five cars. But if I don't believe it, Tyrone, you know good and well, you're not going to give me five cars. And when you bring my car back, it's going to probably be dirty. Once again, I told you earlier, we're not able to do things, but God is able. And a lot of people don't believe that. And that's why you have a lot of Christians who are, I don't want your money, are struggling financially. They're struggling because they're not doing what God tells them to do. And they're in debt up to their head, debt to their feet. Why? Because they don't do what God tells them to do. You know, the Bible tells us in Malachi, I don't want your money. The Bible says, bring all the tithe to the storehouse. Bring all of it. So there would be meat in mine house. And he said, prove me, said the Lord of hosts, if I will not do what? Open the what? Windows of who? Heaven. And pour you out what? Blessings. Let's go there. I want to show you that you don't have enough room to receive. But I want you to see what the Bible says. Many of you all know this scripture. He says, try me. God wants to bless us in a super abundant way. But we have to do something sometime. Are y'all there yet? I know y'all know this scripture. Most of y'all may know this because we use it sometimes for when we're talking about tithes and offering. But look at verse 10. It says, bring you all the tithe to the storehouse, that there may be meat in mine house. And prove me, test me, says the Lord of hosts, if I will not open you the windows. Notice the Bible didn't even say the window. It say windows, exceeding abundantly. If I will not open you the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing, that there shall not be room enough to receive it. Well, how can God do that? Because he is able. If I do, he will. And a lot of people are struggling because they do not do what the word tells them to do. Because they don't believe that God is going to do what he says he's going to do. They would tell you, I love the Lord. He heard my cry. God is number one in my life. He says if I do this, he will do that. Where would I be without the Lord on my side? But then they still fail to believe his word. They're struggling. And not just in areas of tithes and offering, but in other areas. They struggle. Why? Because they don't believe that God's going to do what God says that he can do. Christians, he's able. God is able to do what he says that he will do. The question is, are we willing to trust him? Listen to this. Proverbs 3, 5 through 7. I'm not going through the scriptures for the second time. Y'all can write them down. The Bible says this. Condition. Trust in the Lord with, thank you, all thine heart. Not some of it, but all thine heart. And do what? Lean not into your own understanding. Condition. Now, that's the condition. Okay. Now, then it says, in what? All my ways, do what? Acknowledge who? Him. Condition. Condition. And by me doing that, if I do, he will. He said, and when I do those things, he shall do what? Direct my what? Path. In other words, when I put my trust in him with all my heart, not my mind, because I would trust the Lord. And then when Satan pop up, well, I don't trust God no more. That's why he said the heart. When I trust in the Lord with all my heart, and listen, you know what lean not to your own understanding means? That means stop trying to figure your problem out because you can't figure it out. If I could figure my problem out, then the problem would have never come in the first place. Although it won't last always. Y'all still with me? In all my ways, acknowledge him. Not in some, but in all of them. How do I acknowledge him? I acknowledge him by knowing that, number one, God, it's not about me, it's all about you. I'm not God, you are God. I'm not the omnipotent one, you are. I'm not the omniscient one, you are. I'm not the all-knowing one, you are. I'm not the holy one, you are. Acknowledge him. I didn't create the world, you did. In other words, I reverence him. I lift him up for who he is. In all my ways, I acknowledge him, and he shall direct my path. If I do, he will. If I do, he will. If I'm not receiving the exceeding abundance that God is able to release to me, if I'm not receiving it, I can't blame God. Are y'all still with me? In Numbers chapter 20, we're not going to go there for the sake of time. I have 2 minutes. In Numbers chapter 20, you can read it when you get home. Moses was getting fed up with hard-headed people. I think the Bible says stiff-necked. I just say hard head. It's okay. Amen. It's interchangeable. He's been leading the people. The people started getting on his nerve. He started getting discouraged with them. They complained about this, complaining about that. God said, take him to the rock. Speak to the rock. Speak to the rock. So he can get water. Moses was so frustrated with the people. He disobeyed God. How many know you can get so frustrated with people you would disobey God? Listen, when we are mad, upset, disappointed, not feeling well, listen, God is still God. We still have to, in all our ways, acknowledge him, and he shall direct our path. In other words, he'll give you peace, he'll show you a way out, he'll give you comfort. Moses was so frustrated, he didn't speak to the rock, he struck the rock. God said, Moses, I know you've been leading, I'm paraphrasing, I know you've been leading the children of Israel from the wilderness. for me lately. I know you obeyed me yesterday. I know you obeyed me last week. But the word says, in all thy ways, acknowledge him. So yes, you did a great job for leading the people, but because you disobeyed my word, you can't go over to see the promised land. In other words, I believe God was telling Moses, although God is able to do exceeding abundantly, he was telling Moses, you can't receive the exceeding abundantly because you didn't do what my word told you to do. I'm closing. Joshua chapter 7, after he defeated Jericho by the power of God, went to a little city or town, whatever you want to call it, of Ai. They just knew they was going to win that one because they beat up big Jericho. God told them, gave them directions on what to do and what not to do. A guy by the name of Achan disobeyed the word, but Joshua was in charge. They lost the battle. Joshua was crying, upset, talking to God. You can read it in chapter 7. You know what God told Joshua? Pretty much the same thing he told Moses. He said, get up. What you crying for? Israel sinned. There's a curse in your camp. You need to find out where it's at. He didn't say, well, you know, Joshua, I know you're crying. No, get up. Get on your feet. He said, this is what you need to do. You need to find out who the culprit is, identify him, and I'm going to help you identify him. We're going to take care of it. And that's exactly what happened. And then once that was taken care of, once the disobedience was moved out of the way, in chapter 8, God said, now, I'm going to give you Ai. Stand to your feet. In other words, now I'm going to give you the exceeding abundantly that I promised you. I'm here to tell you, Christians, there's so much more to God than we have seen or experienced. But sometimes we limit him because we have limitations on ourselves. But the Bible says that God's ways are above our ways. God's thoughts are above our thoughts. And he is a God of increase. It doesn't matter what you're dealing with, what you're going through. When you ask God for something, or if you even think about a blessing, we have to always remember that God is able to do much more than what we ask for and much more than what we think. And that should always be the Christian's focus. Abundant living, not just getting by. Because just getting by is not the Christian way. Because once again, we serve a God who is more than enough. But in order for us to experience the more than enough, we have to do our part to obey God's word. Because once again, if we do, he will. Amen? Somebody give God a hand praise because he's worthy.